But your life turned out different because...
Because I believed in the Lord, and I went to church. Had lots to do in the church. In fact, my whole life was in the church when I could be there after school and Sunday school. And I had the Sunday school, and sometimes I'd have two or three classes because somebody wouldn't come. And I was pretty young, but I took both of things.
Did the fact that you were so heavily involved in the church, did that help you at times when your life was difficult? Say, I know that we had talked before, and I'm not sure if we got it on tape, but you had said that you often went hungry during your life.
Not with corn dogs.
Well, when you were a little child.
When I was little.
Tell me about that.
Well, lots of times I'd go to school I'd be sitting in school, maybe get up or something, faint, find myself in the office, laying on the bed or something, Davenport or something that they had there in the office.
And it would be because you would...
Because I didn't have anything to eat.
You'd faint from hunger?
Yeah, from hunger.
And so you would have to go to school without any food in your stomach?
Sometimes I'd have a crust of bread or something.
That must have made your mother feel so terrible.
Yeah, but she had to get out and work. And I was responsible for the family.
Would you make sure that your younger brothers had food?
Oh, yeah.
Would you go without?
Sure, I would. Like my own family. I went hungry many, many times. I'd give the food to my family, and I wouldn't have anything to eat.
And this was when you were married to Glenn?
Mm-hmm.
And you had told me about how you were... You remember being very hungry during your last pregnancy?
Yeah. And the fellow next door would bring me some bread and maybe some meat or something, you know, bologna or something.
And you would make sure that the children got enough food?
Yeah.
First?
I always give it to them, and I'd go without.
Were you afraid for your baby at all?
You mean...
The baby that you...
Yeah.
Yes,
I was. Because I fell around a lot.
From hunger?
Yeah, from hunger.
At times like that, Leslie, when you were married and you were pregnant and you were still in the church, did... the fact that you went to church, did that help you to...
Well, see, I wasn't in the church at the time.
With Glenn?
Mm-hmm. Not like I was later. Because I couldn't get there. We was living up in Ennis at the time.
Oh, so there was a gap there?
Yeah.
In the 78 years that you went to St. Andrews, there was a little gap when you lived in Ennis? Okay.
He was up there probably about a year anyway. He was up on his Alvin's sister's ranch.
Is that where you were the hungriest during your adult life?
No. A lot of it was in Ennis. Because he was this kind of a person. If he wanted something, he'd send the kids. Send the kids and get cookies or something, you know, and charge it. Everything was charged. And the heck with the family, it was him that... if he had enough to eat, well, that was all right.
So when you lived in Ennis, did you live in town and on a ranch?
Well, we lived on the ranch for a while, and then we moved down to Ennis.
And it was just tough.
Because I was pregnant, and I wanted to be down where there was a doctor.
And is that where the fellow would, next door fellow would bring you
yeah.
food?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, now, is that the son that was so sick with?
Yeah.
That was the son that you were carrying mm-hmm. then?
He was born up in Annis.
And you were hungry a lot when you were pregnant with him?
Oh, yes, a lot. Alvin used to come and he worked in the Yellowstone Park at the time. And he'd come down and he'd give Glenn money. And Glenn would go uptown and get some soup or whatever he could get with the money he gave him. And I'd say, well, you guys eat it. I'm not hungry.
But you really were.
Yeah, I was hungry. But I wouldn't eat. I'd let them have it. Mother will do that. Don't you agree?
Mm-hmm. So would you say that you were poor when you lived with Glenn?
Oh, awful poor.
And then what about when you married his brother Alvin?
Well, see, I was working then.
So things were better?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What kind of... jobs did you do as far as housework? Could you tell me about washing clothes? What was that like?
Washing walls?
Washing clothes.
Well, I didn't do very much of that.
No, at home?
What oh, at home. I had to wash on the board. Even sheets. That's something that rubbing on a board. And then put them in the water and rinse them and hang them out on the fence.
What was your washing machine like?
Didn't have a washing machine. I just had a tub and washboard.
And did you have a tub and a washboard during the whole time that your six children lived at home?
No. When I married Alvin, he got me a washing machine. The first one I ever had.
What was that one like?
It was just a ringer type.
Oh, a ringer.
Mm-hmm. Well, Glenn got me a washing machine and a bedroom set, but he charged it and they come and got it. So I didn't have it very long. So I went back to the board again.
And when you worked in other people's homes, what kind of work did you do then?
Washing walls and ceilings and doing all kinds of scrubbing on my hands and knees on the floor. Just all kinds of work that you do in the home. Doing dishes and all kinds of things.
Hard work?
Hard work. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what the Depression was like at all?
Oh, do I remember? Yes, I remember. Because I had little ones.
Tell me about it.
Well, we lived here on 2nd Street with Alvin, well, it would be Glenn's dad. And I had to cook for Alvin's dad and some of his brothers would come and I'd cook for them. And then it was Alvin and Glenn and Alvin and Harvey.
You had, Alvin was with you even though you were married to Glenn?
Well, that was his dad's home.
Okay, and Alvin was living at home?
Yeah, Alvin was living at home for a while. And he had a tire shop in Big Timber. And then he went down there and he was there quite a long while.
So you had all these grown men to cook for?
Yeah.
Besides your own children?
I just had Glenn and Jean and Mary. But I just had just them a short time and we moved out in the canyon.
What canyon is that?
You know, canyon.
Going down to Paradise?
Going out that way.
Uh-huh. So what was it like during the Depression as far as money and jobs and...
Well, Alvin's dad was a janitor, and he worked, of course. He kept the house more or less because he had a good job. And Alvin worked for his dad, and so did Glenn.
They were all janitors?
Yeah, all janitors.
And where was Alvin's mother?
Well, she was dead. She died when Alvin was 4 months old.
Well, I guess we should be talking about Glenn, because you were married to Glenn at the time. So Glenn's mother, Glenn and Alvin, the two brothers, their
yeah.
mother died
yeah.
when they were children.
They were little, all of them.
And where was the family living then? Do you know when?
When she died?
When the mother died?
Out in Washington.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, did the father ever remarry?
No. That's why it was so hard, because he raised those kids. There was Rosie and Glenn, and they lost one in there, and Harvey, and Alvin, and a little girl.
Was Glenn the only one that was so self-centered?
More or less, yes.
Mm-hmm. Because it doesn't sound like Alvin was like that.
Uh-uh, he wasn't like that.
Okay.
No, he'd give us anything. I'm sure he would.
And would you say that you had a happy marriage with Alvin?
Yes, I do. Although, with the drinking, of course. I never did like that.
You never liked the drinking, but you were happy with him?
Yes, I loved him very dearly. It's really hurt me when he went.
It's been difficult?
Yes, it has. It's been really difficult.
And it's been almost a year now, hasn't
yeah.
it?
It's May 8th, and it'll be a year.
And what did Alvin die from?
Oh, mercy. I don't really know. He had cancer, for one thing, of the... what men have.
Prostate?
Prostate, that's one of them. And he had a bad heart, or another thing. And he was just sick all the time.
Towards the end there?
Yeah. In fact, he was really bad. I think you met him when he was real bad, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I knew Alvin.
Mm-hmm. It was tough. Because I was up day and night, I never knew when I'd get any sleep at all.
So you took care of him at home here?
Yeah. Well, I had him up in the home there for, over a month.
The nursing home?
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time he was here with you.
Yeah.
And you nursed him.
He didn't want to be up there. He didn't like it up there.
Uh-huh.
He wanted to be with me. Yeah, we had a good relationship, I'd say. All but the drinking.
And your children loved him like...
Well, they seemed to all love him very dearly.
Looking over your life, Leslie, if you were to have just met me and you were trying to tell me what your life was like, what would you say? Did you have a good life? Was it a hard life? Was it a sad life?
It was both sad and hard, I'd say. Because I had to keep working to keep going. I had to, when I was young, like when my mother died, I had to buy my own stockings and stuff, you know, that I could. I only made 25 cents an hour when I was working. But I did it. And I was always working. So, you know, it was a tough life. But if I had to do it again, I would do it again.
Because? Why?
Well, here I'm getting close to 90. I'll be 90 in July, and I'm in fairly good shape, wouldn't you say? And it hasn't hurt me. It's maybe made me weaker, but I'd say that I had a pretty good life.
So your life has been sad and it's been hard.
Yeah.
But it was a good life, though.
I think so, even though I had to work and raise six children and you know, I really think I did pretty good. Other people have said that too, that I look pretty good for going on 90 and I am still home. I don't know how long I'll be here.
Well, can you think back, is there anything else that you would like to add to this story before we quit?
Oh, I don't think so. I really can't think of anything. I went to a lot of little parties and stuff. Girls, you know, that had birthday parties and stuff like that. Going to school, I was quite popular in school.
What was the name of your school that you went to?
Lincoln.
That's the school you graduated 8th grade from?
Mm-hmm.
Lincoln School. And
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I had a pretty good life for the way I had to work and I was sick a lot and never have been really what you'd call well. But I still think I've done pretty good.
You made it work.
Mm-hmm. I never give up.
You wouldn't call yourself bitter at all?
Oh, I've had bitter spells, like with my dad and with Glenn, you know, because he was charging stuff all the time, and they would come to me and want me to pay them, and I had no money, which was bad, you know, because, you know, somebody come to the house and say, Glenn owes me $50-$60 or something like that, and that he would tell them that I would pay him. I had nothing. He was an awful liar.
So that would make you angry?
Yes, it would. Because I would have to tell them that I didn't have any money, and whether they believed me or not, I don't know. And this one doctor come to the house after Mary was born. And I had just gotten up. I generally was in bed about 13 days after I had a baby. And he said that Glenn had told him that I would pay him if he come down for this doctor for one of the kids that was born. And he said that Glenn had told him that if he came down there, I would pay him. I never had anything to pay him. And I said, I haven't got any money. And I said, there's a cellar down in the middle of the kitchen floor. If you want to go down there and look, you can. Because I was quite angry with things like this. Because he would tell them I would pay them, and I didn't have anything to pay them.
How did you feel when people would come and ask you for money, besides feeling angry?
Well, I was more angry than anything because he had lied about it, you know, telling him that I would pay, and so I thought they thought I was lying, that I had the money and wouldn't pay it. I always thought that.
And then you would take it up with Glenn later?
Well, I'd take it up with him, but it didn't do any good. Because he just laugh at me.
So did Glenn remarry after you were divorced?
Yeah. He married this lady with six children out there in Washington. he was writing to her all the time, I guess.
Oh, yes, that's right. You told me about that. And he kept three of the ones that you had together. Okay, I remember that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was quite a... It's quite a story. Maybe it's not enough, but... Do you think?
I think it's... very interesting. Do you remember, as far as the depression goes, do you remember other people being poor and...
Oh, yes. There was lots of people poor. Didn't have any home to go to, and there was lots of people come to our house, and I fed them.
So did it seem that because your father-in-law was able to keep his job as a janitor,
yeah,
and your husband and brother-in-law worked, that there was enough money?
Yeah, we never food. Were hungry.
Not during the Depression. And,
but there again, Glenn would charge, and people would come to the house wanting me to pay this and that. And you'd never get used to that, I'll bet you.
I don't. I wanted to ask you, because we live in Livingston, this is kind of off the beaten track, but Calamity Jane used to live here.
Yeah.
And her house was here.
Yeah.
At one time, and it's over by where the bus depot is now. Do you remember that house?
Yes, I do. I remember it well.
What do you remember about it?
It was a little log house. It's where... What's in there now?
I think it's the bus.
No.
No, not the bus depot.
No,
Bowling Alley?
What's that?
Okay, where do you think Calamity Jane's cabin was?
Where the Moose is now, which used to be a park. And I sang many, many, many times there on the stage. And that stage is right down here in the park.
Oh, that stage, they moved the stage to Sacagawea Park? But you said that the park where Calamity Jane's cabin was owned by who?
It was Billy Miles built it.
Billy Miles built the park?
Mm-hmm.
And then...
That's where people, they had all kinds of benches and stuff in there. People would go in there and sit and visit. It was a real nice place.
And then did Calamity Jane's house just get so...
Well, somebody said that it burnt down, but I don't know.
I think they tore it down.
Well, they maybe did. It wasn't a big house, it was just a little...
A little cabin?
Just a little cabin.
Was it... Do you remember that it was very important back in those days? Did people think much of the history of the town?
No, because she was an awful heavy drinker and a wild woman. You've heard she earlier... Calamity Jane.
And they looked down on that?
Well, yes and no. She was a... she'd run to the bars, and you know how that would be, and drink, heavy drinker. I don't know if she ever lived in that building or not. Some people say she did, some people say she never did. Now, I don't know. Of course, that wasn't in my day. You know what I mean, man? I never met her or anything.
Mm-hmm. I was just wondering if you remembered her house.
I sure do. I remember it well. Been many times by it.
Well, is there anything else?
I can't think of anything.
Well, I really thank you for this interview. It's been very interesting, and thank you for your time.
I'm awful glad I could do it, and I just hope and pray that it's enough. And
it's been great. Thanks.